Kanye West, who at one point had an album titled Jesus is King and even professed to be a Christian, is now saying that he has issues with Jesus because he didn't answer some of his prayers, and talks about how he doesn't like Christianity because it says you need to fear God, and he even goes as far as to claim that he himself is a God, and that maybe he's already in heaven. Stay with us as we look at these and other stories on the 5:11 News. Welcome back to the 5:11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And on today's episode, we're going to be looking at the recent interview done by Ty Dolla $ign, Kanye West, and Big Boi as they discussed Jesus, Christianity, and the fear of God. But before we get into that, we would love if you would like this video as well as subscribe to the Good Fight Ministries YouTube channel and leave a 5-star review if you feel so led on anywhere podcasts are found. Now, I recently sat down and watched an interview done by Kanye West. A number of people sent the interview to us, and that's because we've tried to keep up to date with wherever Kanye has gone in terms of his Christian faith. And sadly enough, it was kind of crazy in the very beginning when we would talk about it, because there was polar opposites on each end. There was the "it could never be true, don't even bother with your time with it," and so forth. And then there was the other side, was "you cannot say anything bad about Kanye because he made an album that I like," and so forth. And I know that sounds like it wasn't extreme, but no, it really was what was happening, and people were kind of going crazy over this whole thing. And it's been sad to watch. And the truth is no one likes to say, I'm sure there are people, at least for us, we do not like to say, "I told you so." It's one of the hardest things to say. We warned about something and this is the fruit of it. Now, we always root for and we always hope that people are sincere if they're making a profession of faith. And there were some good things that were said. And even at one point, we believe that Kanye was at a church where he was hearing the gospel, and that even a bunch of people in Colorado, because at that time he brought somebody to give a clear presentation of the gospel, that a number of people actually heard the gospel because of that. But we also said you have to be careful. But I want to play something that is going to be really interesting, because this clip right here is from 4 years ago. And what's interesting is, although the clip is from 4 years ago, Big Boi, who did the same one who just recently did the viral interview that people are talking about right now, Big Boi is the one bringing up something from like a decade prior that Kanye West had said about providing music for the church. So I want you to hear some of the things that he says, and then we're going to look at where he's at today.
I think we did this probably 10 years ago, 6 to 10 years ago. And just hear what you say here.
I'm not just a musician. I'm a Christian revolutionary visionary products person. I ain't here to dance for you. I ain't here to do a two-step.
Right.
That's just a piece. That was just my end. And now I want to create. I want to create content. I mean, eventually, 10 years from now, I just want to create for the church, period. I'm Christian. I'm designed like the new Sistine Chapel.
Let's rewind. So that was probably 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Did you always feel like this was a plan? Or was that always in the as far as the windshield? Or does it look like it was a plan now that we're kind of in the rearview mirror? Did you always know that this was, you were going to end up here? I mean, 10 years ago, you kind of said it.
Yes, but I definitely was lost. I got lost. I got caught up in my own ego, my own strategy, my own ideas. I tried to hold everything in my own brain. And then I had to let go and just let God and put it back in his hands.
But it's also the test and the testimony. Do you feel like if you didn't go through everything that a Kanye West go through, that you could see and have the texture of what you're doing right now?
I think he had to send me through some more experiences to be able to cast a wider net when he was ready to use me. Like mental health, you know, having a nervous breakdown, going to the hospital, and having the stigma of being called crazy, actually, it made me more relatable. It made it a wider idea. Everyone is dealing with health.
Now, if you're hearing that, one thing I found was interesting was he was looking back on something he said 10 years prior that was before he had made a true profession of faith, but that clip was talking about doing stuff for the church, making his own Sistine Chapel or whatever he means by that. But he said, I was lost then. You know, that assumes that at this point he's found, and he does talk about that. But what he talked about was his ego back then was so, you know, he had such this ego and he had to let go and let God, so to speak. So everything from this year, this interview right here from 4 years ago, actually that stuff sounds really good on the surface, right? That you're like, wow, he's seeing that he was lost. He was in a lost state, even though he was trying to say, I'm going to do all this stuff for the church. But really he had to get rid of the ego. And I'm playing that because I want you to see the change of heart that has happened and where he is today regarding all this, because we're going to be talking about this interview where at one point you're going to hear him even say that he is God himself, which is really sad for someone to say, especially since it's actually something he had said prior in music, and we'll talk about that. But also the person that he interviews with, he's sitting down there with Big Boi, but not only Big Boi, but right next to Kanye West is Ty Dolla $ign, someone who has made music with the likes of Lecrae, another professing Christian rapper. And Ty Dolla $ign actually has an entire song about how the fact that he is not going to save some woman, and he puts himself on the throne, and ultimately saving this woman has to do with sexual exploits.
Trying to get saved, she wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her. No, I won't save her.
So obviously I don't think that music should be performed with him if you're trying to be a Christian. I just want to kind of put it into perspective to show you kind of where some of these guys are at. And when it comes to Kanye West, I want to play the clip that has semi gone viral because it almost seems like Big Boi assumed that Kanye West was still a Christian. And when he brings up this question, he's like, I'm still a man of God, I'm still this, but here I am doing this. And notice what Kanye West happens to say.
At one point, Ye, we hear, and this is all you. We hear, you know, Jesus is king, we hear this, but that's all you. Then there's sometimes you just want to say, man, not it, but you just want to say, man, this is what I'm feeling right now. Are you in that space where you're comfortable enough to say, this is where I am right now? I'm still a man of God. Jesus still is king, but this is vultures right now. This is where I am.
It is, but I have my issues with Jesus. There's a lot of stuff I went through that I prayed and I didn't see Jesus show up. So I had to put my experience in this world, my experience with my children, my experience with other people, my experience with my account, my experience with my brand, and my experience with the level of music that I was dealing with in my own hands. Mm. Like a lot of times I just feel like in our society, in America, you know, people, Christians, we're depend on Jesus so much that we won't put the word in ourselves. And the main thing that really that I don't rock with is like, it's just always like, I'm gonna pray for you. And it's just like, you can actually physically do something yourself too, more than just pray.
Now, if you're hearing that for the first time, and maybe you're a Kanye West fan and you're thinking he's a believer, he's a Christian, and now you're hearing, well, I got a problem with Jesus, and I cried out to Jesus and he didn't answer my prayers, so to speak. If you're hearing that, maybe that's something that hits your heart. And it's kind of sad. It's not even kind of sad. It's just very sad to hear someone describe something that is so contrary to Scripture. And here's the sad thing, as we get into this about some of the music they're making and some of the stuff that he mentioned spending money on specifically for this album, it's going to be interesting for anyone to hear it and say, oh, well, guess what? There may be a reason why Jesus is not answering your prayers, Mr. West. And I think Proverbs 28 kind of expresses this. In Proverbs 28 verses 9 and 10, it says, he who turns away his ear from listening to the law, which is a synonym for God's word, even his prayer is an abomination. He who leads the upright astray is an evil way, will himself fall into his own pit, but the blameless will inherit good. And when you're listening to Kanye talk about this, it's not only that portion of it, but also when he mentions, well, I got to actually do something. I know all these Christians that are just praying and they're not actually doing something. Yeah, the Bible actually condemns that kind of behavior as well. In James chapter 2, starting in verse 14, he says, "What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to him, 'Go in peace, be warmed and be filled,' and yet you do not give him what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself." And this is because the faith that we are saved by, we're saved by grace through faith. It's a gift of God and not by works, lest any man should boast. But that faith that saves, while it saves alone through our faith in Christ, we are saved alone through that faith. The faith that saves is never alone. And somebody who is in Christ doesn't mean they just sit and pray and never do anything for the Lord, because Jesus said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say?" Those who love Jesus love his commands, and his commandments are not burdensome. They're for our good. And so doing them and practicing them and fighting for, and he even mentioned abortion. And one of the things he mentions later in this interview, which actually is true, is the fact that black babies are being murdered before they ever come out of their mother's womb. And that was, he doesn't mention it here, but that's what Margaret Sanger was trying to do. She was trying to kill black babies. That's why she started Planned Parenthood. That's exactly why she started it, because was a wicked, racist woman who hated black children. And sadly enough, they put them all over in black neighborhoods to kill black babies. That's true. That's a historical fact. And it's something we should all repudiate, and not only repudiate, but actually do something about it and express the truth of the gospel. And yes, there is psychological warfare, and he mentions that, going on in the black community, that they are astronomically, in terms of the amount of black babies that are being put to death before they even get a chance to come out of their mother's womb. It's a heartbreaking thing. But some of those things are true that he's saying. But to say that, oh, in Christianity, if you can just pray and not do anything, that's not biblical either. It's not biblical whatsoever. But Kanye, one of the sad things is, and I'm going to go over some of the lyrics, some of the music, some of the things you said here, I couldn't imagine if God is simply just going to answer your prayer while you're walking in sin, while you have your current wife walking around naked in front of men while engaging in disgusting behavior, and then thinking, oh, I'll just cry out to God and everything will be okay. That's not how this works. That's not how the gospel works. You cannot just continue to knowingly sin. That's what it says, and that's it. Literally what it describes in Hebrews chapter 10, starting in verse 26, those who continue in knowingly sinning, there remains no sacrifice or sins left for them, but a fire indignation that will devour the adversaries of God. We need to make sure that we're actually in the faith, test ourselves to see if we are in the faith. And so, of course, and here's the sad thing. When it comes to our prayers, it's not always, oh, I just pray for something and then it happens. God answers in a couple different ways. God either says yes, he either says no, or he might even just be saying wait. And it's not always like, oh, well, I need to go do this or do that. That is a false dilemma. You can pray. He even says, I don't even have time to pray. How do you not have time to pray? This is imagine any relationship you have, you'd be like, I don't have time to talk to you. To have a relationship with God and then claim that you don't have time to talk with him is a very sad thing. And of course, your sin separates you from God. You're not going to feel close to him when you're not walking in the truth of the gospel. And here's just another thing that he said, and it kind of shows you the pride of everything. This is where he talks about the fact that he doesn't like that Christians fear God.
You know, it's another thing I don't like in Christianity, the fear of God. If God is love, why should you fear him? Because you place one fear, you get another fear, you get another fear, what do you have at that point? You're easily controllable. You're easily sellable. You're easily contracted because you have this fear on you.
Now, there's a big problem with this idea of fear. And he has a big problem with it throughout the interview. And I think one of the most dangerous things is for people to claim to know God and not fear him and not put him in his proper place. And some of it has to do with definitional, could be an etymological issue here. But when it comes to fearing the Lord, I actually write this in my book. And one of the biggest things I'm about is discipleship. And I wrote a book called Wrestling with Discipleship. And one of the entire chapters is on discipling through the fear of the Lord, getting people to understand what it is so that they can grow in Christ. It's the reason why in the preamble for the book of Proverbs, before you ever get to the practical applications of the faith of Jesus Christ, before you ever get there, it ends the preamble in verse 7 with the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. It juxtaposes those who would hate the fear of the Lord and despise it. And in my excerpt, I actually take from a book from Dr. Tremper Longman, and here's what he has to say about the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the sense of standing before God, who created everything, including humans, whose very existence depends on him. The emotion is approbated for wisdom because it demonstrates an acknowledgement that God is much greater than we are. Our awe of him takes our breath away and makes our knees knack together. Such a fear breeds humility and signals a willingness to receive instruction from God. Fear is not the fear that makes us run, but it is the fear that makes us pay attention and listen. And in Proverbs 1:7, the pulpit commentary states it this way: the expression describes that reverential attitude or holy fear which man, when his heart is set aright, observes towards God. Psalm 33 also places the idea of fear and awe in a similar light. Quote, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Psalm 33, verse 8. You see, fearing the Lord is putting him in his proper place. And if you put him in his proper place, when people ask you questions like, why haven't you died after exposing all these people and so forth, you wouldn't answer like this.
How did you not so-called disappear? Like, because that's a hell of a fight.
Because, you know, because I'm God. And anyone to disagree, I'm the God of me. And you can't tell me who I am. I can't tell y'all. I could tell y'all. It's y'all job to listen. I'm the God of me. I don't know if I'm in heaven already. And I got number one. From that, for all you know, I might be on like a fourth dimension version of the lifestyle. You know, I don't know. Like I said, I must have died in this accident. It must be heaven.
Sadly enough, Kanye claiming to be God is because he doesn't fear the Lord, or he would never think of himself as God simply because his albums go to number one. And this seems to be a reverting back. And this is the warning about reverting back when it comes to our faith. In Luke 14, Jesus says it this way: whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who observe it begin to ridicule him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, when he sets out to meet another king in battle, will not first sit down and consider whether he is strong enough with 10,000 men to encounter the one coming against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So then, none of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his possessions. Therefore, salt is good, but if even salt has become tasteless, with what will it be seasoned? It is useless, either for the soil or for the manure pile. It is thrown out. He who has an ear, let him hear. And sadly enough, it seems like he is like the pig going back to his vomit, because he had a song called I Am a God, where he said, quote, I am a God, I am a God, I am a God. Hurry up with my blank massage. Hurry up with my blank menage. Get the Porsche out the blank garage. I am a God. And sadly enough, this proclivity for him to call himself a God, also, he talks about how it costs so much money to make these albums. People are taking his money, so worried about this. And he even talks about some of the things he spent the money on for the album.
Big topic right now is, are we going to sell the album? And the concept that, you know, the streaming companies have made a deal with the people that were in ownership of our contract and decided to give us, you know, a percentage of a penny. Mm-hmm. And people aren't getting paid properly. And you got people that are fans saying, oh, you know, I don't have the money for this. I don't have that. We used to just getting it for free. So they've lowered the value of what we do and what we make. Like our music, part of the reason why it's so much better is like, obviously you got super mega talents, but it costs a lot to make this album too. We was in Saudi, Italy, flights, car service, strippers, you know, it was expensive.
That, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, it breaks my heart because I remember when he was first making a profession of faith, and Apologia Studios did a interview with the pastor, Adam Tyson, and they asked him about, you know, Kanye and is he, you know, truly following Christ and so forth. And, you know, one of the things that came up was they asked, you know, or he talked about whether or not Kanye should go back to music, and he advised him to do that. And this is just from my own perspective. You know, I thought it was a really dangerous thing to have somebody saying, I have all this problem with idolatry. I have all this problem, you know, with using my music for bad, and to say, well, you need to go right back to it to use it for good. That's not always the best advice. I don't think that what he was saying was trying to hinder Kanye in any way. But it just seems that because Kanye had admitted previously to being lost and pushing this stuff that was obviously abhorrent to the gospel, it might not have been the best advice to say, go right back into doing it and just do it for God now. And it is sad to hear that and to see that. And if you even looked at some of these lyrics, it's pretty raunchy stuff. And sadly, Big Boi talks about in this interview how this is now the soundtrack, the song Vultures, specifically he talks about with Ty Dolla $ign, and he talks about how this is your soundtrack was our soundtrack, but now this is like my 15-year-old daughter's soundtrack. And when you read some of the lyrics, and obviously it's about using women and so forth, it's heartbreaking to think that this is the soundtrack for people's kids and that this is what they tell their children to listen to. And when I look at Kanye West, he's a cautionary tale for a number of reasons. He's a cautionary tale because Christians, we shouldn't fall for this every time a celebrity says that they're going to follow Christ. Let's just be honest. We should pray for them, just cry out and pray that God would use them in a powerful way and that they could have true repentance and they could have a true loving relationship with God where they turn from the ways of the world and they turn to Christ. But also on the other end, it should be a cautionary tale for anyone who says, oh, I'm going to do all these things for Christ and is not humble in what they are doing. And I really do believe in Luke 14 when it says to first sit down and count the cost. That's something that needs to be done by every single person, because you do not want the King of Kings being ridiculed because of your behavior. You do not want to be a black eye to the body of Christ, a stub toe to the body of Christ. You do not want people to say, oh yeah, that person said they were a Christian. Of course, that whole thing's fake. You don't want to be like the Pharisees, like Jesus said, you shut up the kingdom of God to people and you yourselves will not enter. Let's make sure that we are living lives for Christ, that we are not mere hearers of the word, but doers also, so that we do not deceive ourselves. And for Kanye West going into the trap of Joel Osteen, going into the trap of even the Black Hebrew Israelism that he got caught up in as well previously, and some of the other stuff, you know, hopefully at some point somebody comes alongside of him and he can be humble enough to turn away from what this world offers and turn to Christ. And that is for each and every one of us. Turn away from the world, turn to Christ. Recognize the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, and that guess what? For any prayer that you think, oh, maybe I'm not getting this answered fast enough, know that we have a God that stands outside of time, space, and matter, and that you can trust in him. If you're trusting in Jesus to hold all things together, every atom of the universe, and making sure that that we're not exploding and combusting at any moment while you're walking down the street, then you can trust him in the future when he says yes to your prayer, no to your prayer, or wait. Put your full trust in the resurrected King. This has been Chad Davidson, and this is the 511 News.
The 511 News with Chad Davidson has been brought to you by Good Fight Ministries, bringing you news and commentary from a Christian perspective. This show can be heard every Friday wherever podcast shows are available, or visit 511news.org. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to being with you next week on the 511 News.